take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It'd be nice.
I am.
Yeah, it'd be nice. I mean, I think we've done a good job sizing that up. And I think, you know, again, Chris Horton does an awesome job. I mean, our scouts evaluate, but it's based on the area that they scout or the position maybe that they scout. Chris really does a great job of taking all the returners and ranking the returners from first to worst. And so that's a big part of it. I think we have some guys that can do it. So we've got a floor, but we want a high ceiling. That's what we want, and we're going to try to find that guy.
Eric DaCosta at the Liars Luncheon talking about the punt return situation from worst to first.
Give me the worst guy. Bone knows what I was thinking before I even said it. Give me the worst guy and coach him up.
They had four guys return punts this past season. Deonte Hardy, Steven Sims, Desmond King, and Tylan Wallace.
Who was the worst at it, you think?
I would go Desmond King.
See, I would go Desmond King, too, because he was good at it once. He's a veteran, and then he immediately was spitting the ball up against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, he had the longest punt return of the year, 22 yards, but he also was fumbling it all over the damn place, and they couldn't let him do it anymore.
I actually thought he was going to be good at it. Yeah. So shame
he fumbled
on
that long punt.
On that return, and it was against
fumbled
the
forward. Fumbled forward.
And it picked it up around midfield.
It was a net positive.
It was planned that way. So, sorry about that. Hey, they gained like another.
Come straight from the other job.
Yeah, they.
That's why I don't look like a bum.
They got another 10 yards on the fumble. So 20.
Maybe
yards.
They should. Maybe that'll be his legacy. Is they now they built that? They built that into the playbook.
So we assume none of these guys will be their returner this year. Yeah,
it's like upside.
How blast from the past? How important is it they get a real punt returner?
I think it's important. And like whoever this is, like I believe it needs to be in the way we talked about the potential for like a Milrone pick as a premium sort of thing. Like I don't want this to be like, oh yeah, and we also think like, well, this guy has some return in him, but we think over time he's going to be like a really good slot receiver. No, I want somebody who you think is not the worst returner. I was
not
being facetious. I don't want I want you to put a premium on getting one of the top two immediate day one plug and play return guys. I don't care if they're a running back. I don't care if they're a receiver. I don't care if they're a corner. I don't care if you ever think they're going to play in your base offense or your base defense. I don't care. Like, this needs to be addressed pronto. It needs to not be a revolving door ship of fools next year.
A revolving door ship of fools.
I get what he's saying.
Yeah. No, I'm picking up what you're putting down. Four different players return punts. Five different players return kick returns. So if they could have more of a primary guy for both, that's very...
I'm not as worried about kick returns, though, Bone, because they've kind of legislated it away. With Keaton Mitchell just sitting back there.
Yeah, that's fair as well. But whether it's the draft or someone on the street right now, you got to bring in someone with return ability. And they thought that was going to be the case with Deonte Hardy, and that ended up blowing up in their face because he just wasn't healthy at all, and it was a completely lost season. And even when he was healthy, it wasn't all that good. So, yes, it's a big priority, and you saw John Harbaugh light up when I asked the question. He was, I do. I want a returner. And
it's a top five need on this football team.
Yeah. It also shows you how good this football team is, that is one of the needs. But it is. Yes. It's enormous. They're like, it was because, like, was it Sims in the playoff game where he couldn't feel it? Like, they basically, well, at the first half,
look,
they couldn't get away from the ball.
Let's take it a step further.
If we're
talking about this team getting better and getting over the hump in the playoffs and getting to or winning a Super Bowl, I don't want to be sitting here next January and they've got the second worst special teams EPA in the NFL again. Like that, like, so this is sort of, for me, the tip of the spear. Like, yes, this is its own problem. This is something that needs to be resolved personnel-wise. But I also think coaching-wise, schematic-wise, teaching-wise, those units as a whole, return and kick, not just the kick returner, not just the gunner, not just an individual, their collective productivity and consistency and the stupid penalties, right? We talk about low IQ baseball with the Orioles and where that manifests itself on the base pass. We saw a lot of low IQ football from their special teams units. That stuff needs to be nipped in the bud. Like, teams that are that bad at special teams don't win a lot of Super Bowls.
It's across the board. Justin Tucker was the worst kicker in football last year. Jordan Stout needs to be a heck of a lot more consistent. And then you get to the coverage units as well, where you mentioned the penalties, and we're talking about the returner. It was across the board for a unit that routinely ranks among the top in football. They were among the worst.
Well, and again, we can talk about 11 picks and how many make the team. Well, I got news for you. If you draft a guy who is your goes who you fully expect to go into the season as your primary return guy, he's making the team. If you draft a guy to replace Justin Tucker because you're going to stop hiding behind the shield and just do the right thing and move on from him, then guess what? Like, that guy's got a really good chance to make your team. Like,
so do you draft a guy with returns in his toolkit, or you go the on the street route like they did a year ago with Hardy and it flamed out?
Well, it's enough of a priority for me that if they haven't done it now, then they either didn't like those guys or thought there were better options in the draft. Like, I mean, it's definitely a priority for Harbs.
Yeah, and multiple times.
Like, that's obvious. So they clearly can walk and chew gum at the same time, and they saw the free agent class, and they've already scouted the kids going in. The coaches at that point in time wouldn't have fully scouted them, but the football operations department would have. I assume it's something they're going to address within their first five picks.
Breaking news, the lineup is out, and it's interesting. I wouldn't interrupt Ravens talk, but with a lefty on the mound, Adley Rutschman's leading off at DH. Gunnar Henderson's batting second at shortstop. Tyler O'Neill back in the lineup in right field batting third. Ryan Mountcastle's the first baseman batting fourth. Cedric Mullins in center field batting fifth. Jordan Westberg batting sixth at third base. Gary Sanchez, the catcher, batting seventh. Heston Kerstad in left field batting eighth. And Jorge Mateo's your second baseman batting ninth.
Yeah, if he and Jackson Holliday were both out of this lineup, then, you know, again, I think you would have really seen people with their head in their sand, in the sand, who would not let anything happening in the real world interfere with their projections and their prognostications and their penciling out of what should be happening, what deserves to be happening in the real world. So, yeah, I'm glad they stuck with Heston. And I would assume with a power righty, maybe the best power righty in Major League Baseball coming up on Saturday, that Heston hits velo. And I would think Heston definitely plays Saturday. And if these two go well, then let him stay in there for Lodolo on Sunday.
I also think we're seeing, granted, it's only two games now, I think Gunner's going to be in the two hole for a little while, because even he talked after yesterday kind of liking it, being able to take that breath before getting in the batter's box.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm sure they were thinking about Westy in the leadoff spot, and that I understand why they're not doing that. I mean, Adley's interesting. He did have a nice on-base streak, and he does work some counts, but he's not going to give you much when he gets on base in terms of putting pressure on the pitcher or, you know, going first to third or whatever.
He's also somebody posted his what is that with the red chart and all, like, he's hitting the ball hard, but he's not had good luck lately.
Yeah.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I mean, the OPS is down under 700.
Yeah.
It is what it is. It's like 50 points higher than Jackson Holliday now. So, again, it is what it is. Batting him leadoff might bring out the best in him. Somebody's got to do it. And, look, we wanted him. We wanted that. I wanted to go get Willy Adames,
yeah,
and let him bat leadoff and let him play shortstop and put Gunnar at third and make your team better. They didn't want to do that.
I wanted
that
to take Carmen Electra, you know. So,
well, they could afford. They could have had Willy Adames.
They could. They could, but they're not giving out multi-year deals.
Kane could have dated Carmen Electra.
We had about the same shot.
Yeah.
Not really. But
since they won't spend money.
But they could. I mean,
they could.
The owner could have listened to the show and been like, hey, I like this Willy Adames guy.
Yeah, but they got bobblehead tomorrow.
I'll break my jihad against this team.
Coconut.
When you fire the GM or you put out the coconut and Jackson Holliday bobble.
Yeah.
I'll take the kids to the game
that
for that.
Yeah. Yeah. The dog.
I don't want to tell them how to run their team, but Coconut needs a bobblehead before the billionaire.
But who says no to that? Like, that seems like a layup for them.
Coconut bobblehead?
Yeah.
By the way, he hasn't pulled a base hit yet this year. Thanks to Kevin Brown on the broadcast last night for mentioning that. All of Jackson Holliday's hits are away.
I also said they should let Coconut and the dogs of the other teams roam in that area where they just bastardized and killed the stadium. That dead space there.
They
should let some of the dogs, and then also have Barks dogs come in that are up for adoption and turn that into a dog park.
I'd be scared of the dogs.
You could put a net up. You could always put a net up for those games.
That's true. Put the net up. I like it.
Or, like I said, CNL. Put them to use and have them out there protecting
the
dogs.
Yeah, let CNL just
let them roam.
I don't want him in the games.
He's the roamer.
Yeah.
We could, Hyder, here's the thing. You can either put CNL Perez in the game or leave him out there protecting the dogs. I think he's doing a pretty good job protecting the dogs.
I'm with, with the hat, catching balls.
Yeah,
I'm with you. I'm 1,000% with you on that. Hey, coming up next, it's a Friday. And what's a Friday without our best bets with our friend, the prop queen, Ariel Epstein, and our own Beltway Ben Hall? That's next here on The Fan.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for four lines with all the data you need and four free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's four lines for $25 a line plus four free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.